We're going to use Visual Studio 2015 to create a sample bot very quickly using a bot template that's provided inside Visual Studio Online Templates. So we start off by creating a new project by clicking on New Project in the Start screen. Now, if you have not previously downloaded it, we have to find the template on the online list. So we click on Online, and it goes out and gets a list, and all we have to do is type bot. And it will search the online templates for the bot we want, and there it is. We'll leave it as bot application 1, which is fine. And we click OK. Now when we click OK, what it's going to do is it's going to go out and download the bot framework or the bot builder SDK and all the pieces needed to make our bot work. When it's done, we'll have a fully functioning operational bot that does a very simple thing. But it's a foundation for us to begin with. So looking at the project files, it's pretty standard stuff. We have a default HTML page, which only serves to give us a front end for our web services, sort of a hello there. It doesn't really do anything at this point, but we'll do stuff with it perhaps later. But what's really important is in controllers. We have a messages controller, which contains all the code for our bot at this time. Because it's the messages controller, and it's based on the API controller, our endpoint will be /API/messages. So the way it works is we receive a post message anytime somebody says hello into our bot, which starts the conversation. And it is a conversation. The bot maintains context and continuity through messages back and forth, so we know we're always sending to the right person, and we know what the history is. In this case, we go into activity and we find a property in there called text, which is the text that was entered into the bot and sent to us. We simply count the number of characters. After that, we send the message back by creating an activity reply, which is built on the existing activity, so we build the content, we build and maintain the continuity and context. In this case, it's a simple message. Now we're going to change that to our own message, so that we know it's not the standard default one. And we do that by simply doing a few extra things. All I've done is I've added an extra calculation in here to not only count the characters, which is what we were doing before, but also count the words. And then we send a message that does that very thing. Now, built into the application when I'm running it, I can run it locally. I do not need to connect to the internet. I do not need to go and talk to anything on the internet for testing. I can test it locally, self-contained, without any connection at all. The only reason we needed a connection was to download the template in the first place. I did previously download the Microsoft Bot Emulator, which allows me a platform to run the tests on. So we're going to start off by running our application right here on this system. And the first thing it does is it loads our web page. Now what it's done is it's actually launched a version of Internet Information Server on the local system so that it can host the web services. You can see that our location for the local IIS server and the REST services is localhost 3979. It displays the name of the bot that we created, and that's all we need. We do need to remember localhost 3979 as we will use it in the emulator. So the next thing we do is we launch the emulator. The emulator allows us to connect to a bot framework application running wherever it's running, either locally or it could be something that you did deploy to the internet. When I click on the enter your endpoint, it gives me some options, and obviously one of them matches the one that was in our app. But we need to modify it slightly because we want to hit our endpoint, which is our API messages. I don't need to enter in a Microsoft app ID or app password. If I was connecting to a bot that was deployed into the cloud and connected to the bot framework or the bot service, then I would need to enter in an app ID and password to verify who I was and which bot I wanted to connect to. So I'm just going to click the connect button to connect us to the bot. We are connected. Now in the bot emulator, what we see is a main page, which is our conversation pane, We have a log pane that tells us messaging going back and forth and whether they're successful, and a details pane that allows us to see the content of the messages that are going back and forth. Messages like they're usually in JSON format, and the requests and responses. So if I type, "Hello, who are you?" I get back from my bot, "You said hello, who are you?" which was 19 characters and contains 4 words. You can see that the message was sent, and I can look at the contents of that message by simply clicking on the value of the tag. So there's my message, and you can see that I have a conversation ID, so it can track and maintain context of a conversation. I also have the channel ID, which tells us it's using the emulator. If I was using Skype, for example, that channel ID might be Skype, and there are many others that we'll discuss in further demonstrations. I can click on the response, and the response text looks very much the same thing, and it has all the same information that continues, including the conversation ID and the channel ID and everything else. Now, we've written this bot very simply in C#. And the nice thing is we can debug directly in C#. Because we're running against the emulator, against the live program that's running. So I can put a breakpoint here, go back to my bot emulator, and say, "Hello there." And it will drop into the debugger, and I can carry on checking and debugging my application, just like any other C# application. I can look at the value or the contents of activity. I can set watch points and all those things that I want to do. And I can view the content. So in this case, I have text and a lot of the things that we saw in the JSON, like the conversation ID and the channel ID and things like that, are all available to me should I want them. I'm just going to tell this to continue on running now. And we get our response back. And I can look at it just the same as I did before. Now, we've written this in C#. By no means are we limited to that. If you happen to be more of a JavaScript programmer, we're more than happy to fit with, or the bot emulator will run just fine written in Node.js. And I have some code here. I'm not going to run it right now, but we will later on, that basically shows us the Node.js that does a simple echo bot. In this case, what it does is it loads up a simple dialogue. Once we say hello or greet the bot in some way, it asks us our name. When we give it our name, it will send back to us a hello and display it as a response to the bot. It's pretty simple. You can expand it. You can create multiple levels of conversation. In this case, it's just a single level, and it nicely responds. We can run this in a simple from a simple node command in the command window. So this simple Node.js based bot is a great foundation to start from as well. It's fairly simple, it's not connected to anything, and you can run it and test it just like you can with the C# in the bot emulator. In fact, in this case, it launches and displays itself as port 3978, which is a little bit different than the 3979 that we were getting with our C#. So back inside our C#, you can see that we've got a very simple question and answer type response, but I could simply create much more complexity by spinning off other routines. And also I could add special constructs called dialogues that would allow me even more flexibility in how I'm handling the conversation.